Brandela.
He hasn't come on yet.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm gonna mute.
Okay. Anabakoa Gedula Chumincha Tati Zerra Alephet Gimel Yutat Tadi Kabelinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu No Ra Kufresh Ayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor Shechutcha Kevava Sham Rain Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Bar Hem Tacharem Rakame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamleim Betet Reish Tzadif Tav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Hetkuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum V'chanun, Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed Be'emet Notze Chesed La'alafim Notze Alo Wafesha V'chata'a V'nake. We are now going to connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It is from Parsha Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabrichu Ishkinte Bidjilu Urchinu Chilu Chilu Urchinu Be'afka L'shem Yod Hei B'vav Hei B'yichuda Shalim B'shtar. Shalim B'shem Yudhei B'vavhei Yehudah Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananeu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane nan dekucha, perichu koma diaved leela witata, kolaihu kishot diovada, dikshot, perleit lach mila bialma, divae barnash, perdach yaleya, mine yalan haga. Be'yakalana de hakulu ovada Tikshatinun Wikola it's the rich the Alma. The energy of the year 5778 is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy, and the first one that we study is from 2 Samuel, chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitzal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon El HaMelech Tavo Nat Amar Achoti Utlabev Le'ne Shete Levivot Vihevre Miyada. The second verse is from Psalms. It is chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale pishai, la donai ohe wahe. We ata nasata awon chata ti sela. The year 5777 has the energy of the goats or the wake-up call. There are also two verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we have Tzatzki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we study connecting to this energy is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, the energy is the year of the pause. There are two verses that connect to the pause as well. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34.
Rakat Kohanim Hayulimat Velo Yachlu Lahavshit Et kol ha'olot vayehaskum achechem ha'leviim ad kelo tam lacha v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'leviim yishrei leval leitkadesh me ha'kohanim.
This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God.
Adonai Yohewahe, La La He, Wa Wa Wa, Yola Yo Ala Me, Hey Hey Hey, Aka A, Re Ka Ha.
second verse that we studied connecting to the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Fifu va Adonai Yohe Wahe Ade Ad Kibi Ayohe Adonai Yohe Wahe Surolam. 5775 is the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first of the seven is from Job. It's chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Udu mikol ha-machazo yiyam Asher yitabe Sham v'shavtem Me'elai El Nahon V'halachti yichem V'chayayim yashno V'aretz v'hipasti O Tov B'Kol Alfei Yehuda. And the third is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. K'gel Olam Yetzah Yoved Ro'al Yom Ru'ayo. The verses from the energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'amir Yisrael untati v'shakam tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do this using the tool of saying out loud the letter with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta. Hey Zayo Alada La Awa Heya Yo Zala Me Behe Hey Reyo Hey Po Me La Awa Kalayo La Wawa Pehe La Nulaha Yo 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 Me La Hey 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 Wa Nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la he. Sa'ala reyo, ashila meyo he, wahe wada nu yo, he he shi ame me, nu nu a nu yo tam, me be he pe wayo, nu me me yo yo la, he re he me tsa re, wa me be yo he he, da nu wa me he yo. Ga me yve me nu ko ayo e a se be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. Now we'll connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Sadiqim. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me.
Me be she la yo hey anu ab kameta hey hey yo anu da la hey wa hey mea yo tala me re hey me hey yo yo hey me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo hey yo me nu hey 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 wa. Nu yo hey hey she ah yo re ta she ah hey la le yo ah wa me la yo be wa hey re yo yo wa la hey hey ta ako me nu ta anu yo hey wa me re hey ah yo hey za re she hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey. Sa ala leo, au ala meta he. Wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi ala me. Nu he a nu a ta, me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la, he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he, ala wa me za yo. Ka he be me kako, a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me, he la yo he me he me. We're now going to make the connection to the Ma meditation, which we do between Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. We're utilizing the same tool with different letters for a different purpose. Yo wa da, yo wa da, hey ah, yo wa da, hey ah, wa ah wa, yo wa da, hey ah, wa ah wa, hey ah, yo wa da, yo wa da, hey ah. Yo wa da hey ah wa ah wa. Yo wa da hey ah wa ah wa hey ah. Yo wa da yo wa da hey ah. Yo wa da hey ah wa ah wa. Yo wa da hey ah wa ah wa hey ah. Yo wa da yo wa da hey ah. Yo wa da hey ah wa ah wa. Yo wa da hey ah wa ah wa hey ah. Yo wa da yo wa da hey ah. Yo wa da hey ah wa ah wa. Yo wa da hey ah wa ah wa hey ah. In the names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, the 29th day of Av, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosef Zundel Salanter. He is the father of the Musar movement. Rabbi Menachem Mendel Alter. Rabbi Eliezer Susha, then Rabbi Israel Abraham of Portugal, and the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach we say in a whisper. Today's class is a section of the Zohar from the Parasha of Pinchas. The Parasha of Re'eh that is read this Shabbat has no Zohar. And that's because the idea, the energy of seeing is associated with wisdom, with the Sefirah of Chokmah. And the Zohar is about understanding. Chachma is connected to the unconscious level of consciousness,
whereas the Bina level of understanding of consciousness is the level of the Zohar. But this particular week's reading is on a higher level than even the Zohar. So we are reading from the Parsha of Pinchas. We are reading, I believe, it's section 12. You can find the handout on the Sula, the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column, when that last landing page opens up, scroll down to the Parsha of Pinchas. When that opens up, scroll down to section 12. And we will start with Pasuk 68.
Vayayin yisameach leba venosh dayena dioraita dehakisalik yayin kechushban sod uma yayin serif vemechevei satim vitchatayim delayin Yitnesisach Leazov Haki Tzarich Lemecheve Satim Vetchatim So Dioraita We call Razim Dila Vela Yishtach Yan Ela Li Reav Vela Lemagi Agana Av din kama tekudin bayin varkin beya lakucha baritu Veyayin itleya tire givunin Kovar vesumach dina verachame Bechainu bet tosefet bayayim Tegavna deshoshana Kivara desumaka Kivaur desitra demina sumach desitra Gishamala.
The translation of verse 68. Wine makes glad the heart of man. This is the wine of the Torah, for the numerical value of the word yayin, the English translation is wine, is the same as the letters of sod, the English secret. Just as wine has to be kept sealed so that it should not be used in a libation for idol worship, so also must the secret of the Torah be closed up and sealed, and none of its secrets be disclosed other than to those who fear Hashem. And it is not for nothing that several mitzvot are performed with wine, and blessings to the Holy One, blessed be He, are said. Wine comes in two colors, white and red, which are judgment and mercy. And this is why we have the added bet, which equals two, in v'yayin, with wine. This bet hints at judgment and mercy. It is like the rose, which has in it both white and red, white from the right side, which is chesed, and read from the left side, which is Giburah. My commentary. This verse is clear as written with the commentary by Rabbi Ashlag. But as always, feel free to ask a question if you wish. Pasuk
69. Live. Levav enosh, levcho Bereshit, Bet Min Bereshit, Lamed Min Leinei Kol Yisrael, Yisrael El, Yisrael O, Ihu Lev Tin Yana, Dale Le Shemim Sot, Hasar Taminya, Leayan Bet Ihu, Weyakolu Inun, Shiva Yame Bereshit, Tamina Mahiyo, Zayin Yame Bereshit, Im Zesefer, Todot Adam, Zayin Bet Behushban Bayayin. The translation. He asks, what is the heart? The Hebrew is levav, of man. It should have used lev, meaning heart. He answers, there is a heart, lev, gives to the heart, lev. They are the first lamed bet, which is 32 times that Elohim in the works of creation. And this lev is the secret of Bina. The second lev, Lamed Bet, is the Bet of Bereshit, in the beginning. And the Lamed of in the eyes of the Hebrew, Le'enei, all Israel. This is a Lamed in a word that is at the end of the Torah. And these two letters, the bet at the beginning of the Torah and the lamed with which it ends, also form the word lev, namely the heart of Malchut. This is why it is written levav, for the wine, which is the illumination of Hakma, is revealed in and gladdens the heart. The Hebrew word is lev, of Bina, and the heart, the Hebrew word lev, of Malchut. From where man receives it, the numerical value of twice lev is 64, which is 8 less than 72. And 72 is the numerical value of Vayechulu, and we're finished. But it is the name of Ayin Bet, alluded to in Vayechulu, the secret of the name of the illumination of Chokmah, that it should be alluded to in those two levs. He answers, these are the 7 days of creation themselves, in which lev, or 32, Elohim, shine. They are joined to the number 64, but lev and 7 is only 71, and we are still one short. He asks, what of the 8? To complete it to 72. And he answers, it is the 7 days of creation together with, this is the book of the generations of Adam, which is also considered to be a day of creation. It is 72, like the numerical value of the letters of Bilyayin, with wine, which is the secret of the illumination of Hakma, and discussed above. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining that there are two hearts in the universe, a lower heart that is related to Malchut, and a higher heart that relates to Bina. Pasuk 70. Ma lehatil panim neshaman. Nishamen inun yudbet panim dalad yarya arye dalad bishor dalad ganesher de inun mikael arye Erbantin Dileya. Hashem Arba Antin Dishor. Vayhun Gabriel. Vayhun Hashem. Dalad Antin Dineshah. Vayhun Oriel. Vayhun Hashem. Vayhun Mimanan Tachot. I said, but Tachad Emet Dargin de Tidlat Avahan Vioch Muha Vivanan Havot Chain Chain Heamar Chavtve Visalkin Orin. Behashban Yabok, Vainun Melach, Melech Melach, Imloch, Adonai Hie, Adonai Sach Hakol Yabok. The translation. What is the meaning of the oil to brighten his face? And answers, these are the 12 faces, four of the lion, four of the ox, four of the eagle. There is Michael the lion, who is the secret of Chesed. His four faces are the four letters Yud Hey Vav Hey, where the Yud and the Vav have the vowel Segol. The four faces of the ox, which is Gabriel, namely Giburah, are four letters Yud Hey Vav Hey, with which Yud and Vav have the vowel Patach. The four faces of the eagle, which is Nuriel, are the four letters Yud Hey Vav Hey, when the Yud has the vowel Shirik, and the Vav has a Shiva, the semi vowel. They are appointed under the three sephirot of Zerantin, Chesed, Fear, and Truth, which are Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. These are the grades of the three patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The sages have taught the patriarchs are the chariot. The lights of the 12 countenances add up to Yud Bet Kuf, which are reigns, reigned, and will reign. They are the secret of Yud Hey Vav Hey, Echie, and Adonai, for the total numerical value of these three names is Yud Bet Kuf, which is Yabok, 112. My commentary. This is hinting to six names of Hashem. There is Hashem on the right, Hashem on the left, Hashem in the center. There is the name Echie on top, Hashem in the middle, and Adonai below. This is what the Pasuk is teaching us. Pasuk 71. Rabbi Shimon Hawayati Vilai Papir Shita Gata Kamea Rabbi Elazar Berea El Nadal Piavihu My Avitaihu Kati nachas ila hawa, pinchas bi'alma kadmitu uvatar ata, li'alma v'yashlim dukaihu, shapir aval pinchas bi'alma hawa, benash beteya beya bekuma kai. The translation: Rabbi Shimon was sitting and engaging in the study of this portion when his son Rabbi Elazar came to him and asked, "How did it come about that Nadab and Abihu were able to incarnate in Pinchas? Had Pinchas not been in the world when they died and had only come into the world later? And they were incarnated in him, and he had perfected their souls, it would have been fine. But Pinchas was alive at the time when Nadab and Abihu died, and his soul already existed in him. So how could they have incarnated in him?" My commentary: the question is clear and is also a good question. Can someone become an ibur, a pregnant soul, with someone who is already in a body by itself? Pasuk 72. El bari raza ila ahaka wahaka wahaki. Who did the shata? The east alaku min alma lahawo meet Samran. The hot yarpe sin arad kadisha memtet the gindicti uvanim. Lo hiu lachem b'ayzerav d'yzeru d'yufna d'malka d'haynun la'idchazun l'shimsha b'ikuna rabah. He replied, "My son, there is a divine secret here. When Nadab and Abihu left the world, they did not take shelter under the wings of the holy rock, which is Malchut. The reason for this is found in the verse, 'And Nadab and Abihu had no children.' That is, they decreased the king's image, for they did not perform the precept of being fruitful and multiplying, producing children in the image of Elohim. For this reason, they were not fitted to serve in the high priesthood." My commentary: this pasuk does not answer the question above. It is giving a reason for their joining Pinchas, but not the reason why someone can become a boor to an already existing body and soul combination. The 73rd pasuk: B'shata dekane Pinchas al berit kadisha be'al begoy kama uklosin v'salik lom legayfin al hurun chal ein echon dekal Yisrael kad havma shivta deshimon bekama uchlusin deyuhu ba'it kalilu kachada ve'it chadrat nishmate kalila Ruha deit kalil bitrin ruchin deitakahu beya kedain ravach duktaihu mihave. Kahana ma dila it ha faze min tajmat dina.
The translation. When Pinchas was zealous for the Holy Covenant and went in among the crowds and held up the adulterers on spear point in the sight of all Israel, he saw the tribe of Shimon coming at him in large numbers, and Pinchas' soul fled out of him due to fear. Then the two souls that were naked, namely the unamended souls of Nadab and Abihu, approached the soul of Pinchas and were joined together with it and his soul. Then they returned to him, including spirit, which corresponds to two spirits, and they supported him. He then earned the right to priesthood in their place of Nadab and Abihu, for which he had not previously been fit. My commentary. This answer is that to join an existing body-soul combination, the soul must leave the body and then a joining of souls takes place, and then the new combination returns to the body. Pinchas happened as described. It can also happen at night when the person goes to sleep and the soul leaves the body. This is my opinion. Verse 74. Be'ad kiti zekar nami hunaki avadilait avib. Behahu, behahiyo, she'ata velavid, ruheya, kad parcha, mineya, ve'efo, yisharim, nikhadu ilein, b'nei acharon de'itchadu. Ma Madiaved Davad Bechayehom Biad Kiti Beya Pinchas Ben Chatare Zimne Pinchas Ben Elazar Ben. The translation. And about this it is written, recall now who that was innocent ever perished. This was said about Pinchas, who did not perish at that moment and did not lose his spirit when it fled from him. The same verse continues, or where were the upright cut off? This refers to the sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, who returned to the world by reincarnating in Pinchas, and that which they had lost in their lifetime was corrected, namely, the perfecting of the covenant. This is why the word son is used twice regarding Pinchas. Pinchas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, teaching us about the two souls that had incarnated in him, namely the sons of Aaron. Thus the son of Eleazar refers to Pinchas, and the son of Aaron refers to Nadab and Abihu. My commentary is that the pasuk is clear as written when we include Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. Pasuk 75. Ma ketiv le'ela ha'parashta da, why omer
Hashem El Moshe Kach Et Kol Rashi Ha'am V'Hokeya. Otam Lashem Neged Ashmayesh V'Ki Ad Katlin Belel Ya O'al Dekatlin B'mama B'yoma D'yava K'tiv Neged Hashemesh Amar Rabbi Yehuda Dite mitatchon Beitgal yayo Kima dichavu Beitgal yayo The translation. What does Scripture say just before this chapter? And Hashem said to Moses, take all the chiefs of the people and hang them up before Hashem against the sun. He asked, what about when they are killed at night or on a cloudy day? Scripture warns that they must be killed against the sun. What is the meaning of against the sun? Rabbi Yehuda said, against the sun means that just as their sin was in public, so must their death be in public. My commentary. Here is the full English translation of verses 25, 4, and 5. This is to help you understand this pasuk. It is important to understand that chapter 25 starts with the idol worship of the Baal Peor idol. Pasuk 25:4, and Hashem said unto Moses, take all the chiefs of the people and hang them up upon unto the Lord in face of the sun, that the fierce angel of the Lord may turn away from Israel. And this is Pasuk 25:5. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay you every one of his men. They have joined themselves unto the Baal Peor. In my opinion, Moshe did not do literally what he is told to do. Moshe is told to hang the chiefs, and instead he does something different. It is possible that the chiefs did not participate, yet they are responsible for the actions of all people below them in the hierarchy. Pasuk 76. Amar Rabbi Shimon la begin kach itmar. Ela mehaka olivan lifna bedarga dicha barnash lekud shabarihu lehahu atar itzterich lemebad takdent ta lene nifshea inun havu Bivrit Kadisha Bikre Shemesh Begin Kach. Dina Vatikuna Bilchom Inun Keneged Hashemesh Bilav Beatar Afara Mekan Pilayitz terich barnash lechachna nafsheya ela behahu e'atar d'tchav levatlik vahya umeyan Yavid Akilet Leya Takunia Leya Min Katka Yaot.
Rabbi Shimon said, this is not the reason why it said against the sun. But from this we learn that at whatever level a man sins before the Holy One, blessed be he, he must make amends in his soul at that same level. They sinned in the Holy Covenant, which is called sun, and this is why their connection is against the sun, the secret of the covenant, and not elsewhere. It follows that a man requires to remedy the misdeeds he has committed only in the place where he sinned, and that if he attempts to remedy them elsewhere, but not where he sinned, he will never make it right properly. My commentary. Everything in life relates to the Sefirot. A mitzvah relates to a specific Sefirah, and a chet relates to a specific Sefirah. The conscious motivation of the idol worshippers, of Baal Peor, was, according to the Midrash, was the price of admission to a prostitute who was a priestess to Baal Peor. I would think that the Sefirah was Yesod, not Tiferet, an indication by the sun. This shows how wrong a student of Kabbalah can be when using logic and not intuition. Verse 77. Rabbi Chiyayo patach yishpe'u atzei Hashem arze levanon asher neta maketiv le'ela Weyayin yismach lebev enosh wigomer viki mai hai elahai elahaki olifna diktiv mitzmim miyach tatsir lebyachama Wigomer viki shivacha divchama deit lachatzir ata David lemayamar beruach kudshab ela mitzmiach chatzar eilem Inun shetim alach rabo de malakim shalicham de it beriyu beyomatin yana tivareshit bekuhu esha melahata ilain inun chatzir Amai chatzir begin de tziap de tzamtin Ha chatzir da bealma De kol yoma ve yoma it ketzaru Ashta uvatar tzamchin chidrin Kemal kebimin The translation. Rabbi Akiva began, the trees of Hashem had their fill, the cedars of Lebanon, which he has planted. And before it, wine makes glad the heart of man, oil to brighten his face. He asks, what is the connection between these two matters? And he answers, we have learned as follows. He causes the grass to spring up for the cattle. And did David really come with the Holy Spirit to speak the praises of cattle that has grass? He answers no, but he causes the grass to spring up, refers to the 60,000 times, 10,000s of angels, the messengers who were created on the second day of creation. All of them are a burning fire. It is they who are meant by grass. By grass. Why are they grass? It is because they grow in the world as does grass. One day it is cut short, and then it again grows as previously. My commentary. This is an amazing revelation about the code word grass. Grass is ground cover, meaning it conceals the ground. This implies that angels conceal something spiritual. This is my opinion. Grass continuously grows, especially after it is cut, meaning it has been involved with judgment. It grows, meaning it springs forth in loving kindness as the opposite of judgment. This is where we will stop. Our time is up. Does anyone have any questions? We will plan to finish this section on Thursday's Zohar class. I would say Motzi Shabbat, but that's going to be our Rosh Chodesh connection. So are there any questions? Shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time, we will have a Psalm 39 in our study. Shalom to all. Rosh Chodesh Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful day. Shalom all. Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.